This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited to be here today. We've got a lot to talk about. Travis Chance, how are you doing today?
Tony, I am here in spirit. It has been a long week already, and it's only Wednesday for us. So, we had a great time last night. Finished second night of one of our class offerings for this year. Great group, and just all around good times. But
I know you've been teaching classes, you've been meeting with clients.
Yep, we're off and running for 2024.
Yeah, you've been busy. You've been talking to, I know you've been meeting with some listeners who have called in with questions, getting them straightened out, giving them second opinions on where they're at financially. I encourage our listeners today, take notes, ask questions. Travis would be more than happy to sit down with you, schedule a consultation, and get a second opinion on where you're at with your finances and get a financial plan in place, right?
Tony, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yep, exactly.
And that has never been as true as it is today, because we have got, with all of the wacky, crazy stuff that's coming out of Washington and Atlanta with the Trump case, and on the news, you turn around, people are forgetting that there's a train coming. And yeah, that's the end of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So
what does that mean, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act?
That's what we're going to talk about this morning, Tony. Actually, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was an initiative by President Trump back in 2017, started basically trying to transition lower tax rates, and did. We had an increase in the standard deduction exemption. Now, we lost some write-offs. We lost some deductions, and everyone was, like, oh, well, what if I can't do this? Well, the standard deduction exemption is so robust that you really didn't need it, right? And most people never got there, and especially with the end of the SALT tax, state and local taxes, it really didn't behoove you to take the itemization. It really was standard deduction was the best way. So right now, I've been enjoying it. Everyone out there, sound of my voice, you've all been enjoying the reduction in taxes, and the increase in the standard deduction exemption. Right now it's $29,200 for 2024, and if you remember way back when in 2017, it was $12,700 for married filing joint. So $12,700 versus $29,200, and if you're over 65, then you obviously get an additional bump there. So one of the things that I have been just screaming from the rooftop and the rafters, not literally but figuratively, is, folks, we only have 2 years left in this tax cuts and job environment. And it's very difficult for me to to emphasize this enough. I feel like I overemphasize it, and Tony has to remind me, no, there's probably people out there might be listening for the first time that need to hear this. And I'm not telling you this because I love to hear myself talk, even though my wife would probably say that is not the case. Tony, I don't know if your wife tells you that, but mine does all the time. But the point of all this is we only have 2 years remaining, two tax years in this current environment. And You know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act allowed for business owners, including myself. I mean, I'll be quite honest. It allowed me to do additional things for my employees. It allowed me to provide benefits. It allowed me to pay them more. It gave us more capital to be able to put to work. And that has definitely improved the economy. I know everyone out there probably remembers, you know, what it was like under the Trump and 2020 and 2021. Minus COVID, you know, we had low tax rates, we had high output, and we were moving forward. But now, Tony, we are faced with potentially going back to 2017 rates. And it's like I told you, it's like we as individuals, we don't get motivated until something disturbs our train of thought or gets us out of our comfort zone. And hopefully this is going to do that, because folks, the reason I'm telling you that you need to think about things like Roth conversion, or at least starting to investigate just how tax efficient you and your retirement really can be, is because we are about to embark on a period where you're going to see, and I'm just going to use married filing joint only because I'm not going to bog people down and go back and forth. But, yeah. You know, if you are married filing joint in 2017, so think back, you know, wind the clock back 7-8 years, you were paying a 15% marginal rate on anything between $18,650 and $75,900. And anything above that, 75,901 to 153, you were in the 25% tax bracket. So why is that important? It's because, folks, right now, if you are filing taxes this year or for 2024, married filing joint couples, the 12% bracket actually goes from 23.2 to 94.3. Think about what I just said. If you don't go ahead and start doing some low-hanging fruit Roth conversions today, that means instead of the money that would have been taxed, let's say $20,000 plus or minus, that would have been taxed in the 25% tax bracket in 2017, which is where we're going, you can go ahead and pay the tax on those funds at 12. Tony, that's more than a 100% tax increase on those funds. Yikes. If you wait 2 years.
Wow.
So my question to you folks is, why? Why would you do that? Why would you actually choose to pay taxes at an unknown higher rate instead of paying taxes at a known lower rate?
Yeah, and actually the tax rates right now are at historical lows.
Yes,
right?
I mean, let's face it, they are going up. They are going up. There's no way you can convince me that they're not going up. You have got debt at all-time levels because of COVID and because of all the other spending and things. And, you know, I heard someone say this morning, yeah, but you got infrastructure out of it, and you got this and you got that. Well, that's great, but we still have to pay the bill. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like the government. They use every year and they're looking in the rearview mirror. They're not looking forward. And which is what I'm encouraging all of our listeners and all of our clients to do, is look at your tax situation through the lens of the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Where are we going? Yeah. Not where have we been?
Good point. Yeah. Don't buy a new mattress the week after President's Day. You buy mattresses on President. I know. Bad example.
I don't think that's exactly where I was going, but maybe the listeners will kind of decipher through that.
I'm kind of joking, but it's just ironic.
I'm serious.
mattress sales are always President's Day, and they're always half price.
Does that make sense? And I don't know that I can put it any simpler than that, because think about this too. You know, you've got a very short period of time to harvest as much as possible. And I'll even go a step further, right? So one of the things that I enjoy helping clients with is tax planning. Why? It's because, folks, for the uninitiated, yes, it is like landing on the moon. But for those that know what they're doing, it is it I don't want to say it's simple because it's not, but it is something that can be used to your advantage if your surgeon knows how to work the scalpel, right?
Right.
I mean, we're talking tax planning. We're not talking tax evasion.
No, exactly. And we're not talking about filing for last year's taxes. We're not talking about what a CPA does. We're talking about financial planning to minimize your tax burden.
Correct. Now, I'll tell you, all right, so let me give you an example, okay? Now, anyone challenge me, I can always produce the document. So by all means, I'm going to give you the cliff notes, though, Tony. So one of the things that we have been doing is working with a couple, great couple, great clients, been with us for going on 4 or 5 years now. When they first came on board, it was right around the end of COVID or that meltdown. And they were getting, you know, they were getting ready to retire. They pulled the trigger. They had a period of time where they had some things going on where they couldn't make too much money, but they needed some earned income. So Roth conversion really for them didn't seem feasible until this year. Okay. They just planning wise, and you know how much I think, you know, everyone needs to investigate it, but we investigated Juice WRLD and Worth the Squeeze. Now that they are beyond these challenges and they have an open road in front of them, well, what we did at our last meeting, which was last week, was we sat down and said, you know what? What could we do this year and next year to really take a bite out of the apple? And the good part about what they've been doing is what I told them to do. Go ahead, let's start building up the after-tax, not Roth, not pre-tax, but the after-tax assets and your cash reserves. And that way, whenever it's time, we can pull the trigger. We have some flexibility there. So their income is actually going to be such as they're going to be spending some cash over the next few years, which is not a taxable event. It's just their savings. It's not like it's interest bearing. We'll have to claim the interest, but not the principal. And we said, you know what? What if we get silly? Let's see just how much we can move the needle. And Tony, if they do $100,000 Roth conversion, do you know how much they pay in total taxes? $100,000. They have $31,000 between their retirement income, their Social Security, their investment income, what they have to claim. They're spending the rest of their money from the principal of their checking, savings, etc. So $31,000 starting taxable income. They do $100,000 Roth conversion. Their total tax projected was $11,203. That's an 8.5% effective rate, and they're basically converting $100,000. Folks, I can tell you, and this is my opinion, but I think it is grounded in fact, you will not pay a tax rate as low as we are in today and going forward in the future. Tony, $11,203. And then we said, you know what? Let's get even sillier. Let's say that we wanted to push the needle to the breaking point, but not actually violate IRMA and cause additional Medicare and Social Security expense and, you know, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part D. And what would that number be? $160,000 was going to cost $24,500. $160,000. Now, let me explain what this does for them. $160,000 over 2 years is $320,000. That is going to tip the scales where the majority of their assets were in pre-tax. They're now going to be in tax-free, so no required minimum distributions. And by the time they get to required minimum distribution age, their Roth IRA is going to be so lopsided over their traditional IRA that even taking the required minimum distributions, it's going to cut that in half, that amount that they're forced to take, which means that's gaining additional control. And if they do what I'm telling them that they should consider, and at the end of the day, I'm not going to make them do it. It's up to them, right? You present the facts and then it's up to them. But if they do that, that means their tax burden is going to almost cut in half for the remainder of their retirement. Because wow. When they need additional money for inflation, when they need additional money for a car purchase, for some other purchases, guess what? If they wanted to, they could always pull it from now, not saying every everything needs to be pulled from the Roth after that point. Got to keep it in there 5 years, 59 and a half. They're satisfied. So there are some limitations. But after 5 years on these Roth conversions, Tony, their tax bracket is going to, even if taxes go up, they're still going to be paying a lower tax rate potentially tomorrow than they are today. That's what Roth conversion does, folks, is it doesn't just change the game today. It changes the game in perpetuity. And my question to you is, why is your advisor not telling you to do this? Why is your CPA or your professional not telling you that these are things you need to consider? Is it because they don't know or because they don't care? I've come to the realization, in my opinion, that's probably the explanation for either one. Now, we can argue the point. You can say, oh, well, yes, my guy's a great guy and he does, or my young lady's a great lady and she does great, and that's great. But if she's not recommending this, my question to you is why? Is it because the person that she's taking direction from says, no, we can't talk about that? Well, that's their problem. You're listening to me and I'm telling you, you need to consider this, because if you don't pull the trigger on this for the next 2 years, you will regret it. And regret is something, just like I've never seen someone regret a trip they've taken or a chance to spend time with their family and their kids and their grandkids. I've never seen someone regret paying lower taxes in perpetuity.
Well, so, yeah, obviously.
Tony, I am so pumped up about this topic. You have no idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, Roth IRAs are a thing of beauty. The pros are the pros to a Roth IRA. There are so many advantages and pros.
Yeah, and there's cons.
They greatly outweigh the cons. I mean, obviously, there are some limitations to Roths, but even those, you know, even if you make too much money, oh, you can't contribute to a Roth because you make this much money, you can still get money into a Roth by, you know, doing direct transfers from a traditional, right?
Well, Tony, think about this. What did Sun Tzu say? He says, whenever opportunity presents itself, act as swift as a hare. If you are out there and you have been waiting, you only have a limited amount of time. And there are, don't get me wrong, there are reasons to be careful. Every Roth conversion needs to be thought through meticulously. It needs to be vetted. It needs to be combed through, recalculated, calculated, and recalculated again. Always measure twice and cut once. But there are reasons why you shouldn't do it. If let's say your income streams are as such that, you know, maybe volunteering to pay the tax today because of maybe you have a pension, maybe you have Social Security, there could be a reason that you would be volunteering to pay a higher rate today than you would actually tomorrow just taking the minimums. If that's the case, don't do it. There are situations out there. I'm not saying it's a fix-all, but I'm saying it's a fix-most. In my opinion, it is a fix-most, if not a fix. It's not a fix-all. But in the event that you do take that step, you are going to change the landscape, not just now, but forever. And, right. You know, here's the thing, Tony. The other question that we got was on required minimum distributions from the course, kind of with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, because a lot of people are having trouble digesting. It was 70 and a half, then it was 72, then it went to 73 to 75. So they're really kind of like, what do we do? Well, here's the long and short, folks. Required minimum distributions have to be taken. They are taxable. They're going to cause potentially issues down the road. Maybe not for you, but for your spouse. Tony, let me tell you why I say that. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, right? If you go back to 2017, for a single person, we were at the top of the 15% bracket, which is our equivalent to 12. The top of the 15 was $37,950. Anything between $37,951 and $91,900, you were in the 25% tax bracket. Well, right now, a single, if you are married filing joint, you're paying 12 up to $94,300. So think about what I just said. If you make $94,000, you're paying 12% today. But if you are in the a married filing joint later and you're in the 94%, $4,000 bracket then, you're paying $25,000. So in the event you go from married filing joint to single, you're now paying a 25% tax on everything between $37,950 and $91,900. Tony, when retirees as a couple think about their retirement, they have to think about it from both lenses, not just the left or right, not just from one spouse or the other, but in both in focus. What's going to wind up happening is taxes are going to go up pretty significantly, if not, I would use the word massively if I could. That's what retirees and their spouses that they leave behind, that's what they're going to have to deal with and contend with. That's the reason that I am so adamant about this, especially for couples. Because guess what? If your required minimum distribution, you know, let's say that you and your spouse are the same age, you pass away, she still or he still got to take the exact same amount of money. Why? Because his IRA or her IRA is going to typically become your IRA. So the same balance, you're having same life expectancy, so you're not going to have a reduction in income, and chances are you're going to have a potentially almost a doubling in tax effect. So you can go ahead and you can put this down in your book. Either you plan for it, or you're overcome by it, in my opinion, in the future. That's the reason why we tell folks in the course, it's not for me to tell you what to do. It's for me to open your eyes to a new reality. I feel like I'm Morpheus, and I'm giving them the choice of the red or blue pill. You can take the one and go back to sleep, or you can take the one where you wake up and realize that we're living in a whole new world. And that's the one I want you to consider. And that's why if you haven't done it, or if you don't have an advisor that does this for you, that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Because folks, sometimes what we don't know that actually can hurt us. So
yeah,
don't let that be an impact to you and yours. Give us a call, 877-269-0839.
All right, Travis, important stuff. Let's all minimize that tax burden and plan for the future. I like the message today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.